Keep your attention then to the lessons from God's Word this morning that focus our attention on that privilege and blessing that we have in coming to our God in prayer. We see in the Old Testament lesson for today, Abraham using that in such a way that we would say that it's got to be the ultimate, right? As he intercedes on behalf of his nephew Lot in asking God to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis chapter 18, we start at verse 20. So the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very flagrant, I will go down now and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has come to me. If not, I will know. The two men turned from there and went down toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Abraham approached him and said, will you really sweep away the righteous along with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep them away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? You would never do such a thing, killing the righteous along with the wicked, treating the righteous the same as the wicked. You would never do such a thing. The judge of all the earth should do right, shouldn't he? The Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people within the city of Sodom, then I will spare the entire place for their sake. Abraham answered, See now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to my Lord. What if there are 5 fewer than 50 righteous? Will you destroy the entire city if the number is 5 short? He said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. He spoke to him again and said, what if only 40 are found there? He said, I will not do it for the sake of 40. He said, please, do not be angry, my Lord, but I will speak again. What if there are 30 are found there? He said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. He said, see now, I have taken it upon myself to speak to my Lord. What if there are 20 found there? He said, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. He said, please, do not be angry, my Lord, but I will speak just once more. What if 10 are found there? He said, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 10. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 25. Turn to page 25 in your hymnal for the psalm today, Psalm 25. Our second lesson comes from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy. There in chapter 2, we'll start at verse 1. Remember, Paul is talking to Timothy, the young pastor who he's placed in a responsible position over the various churches in Asia Minor while Paul is in prison. And one of the directions that Paul gives to Timothy is that he continue to lead and encourage the practice of prayer. Paul says, first of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all those who are in authority, in order that we might live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this testimony I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I speak the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Again, the gospel acclamation will use God's word for the seasonal verse this morning. Please rise now to show respect for the gospel. Today's gospel is recorded in the Gospel of Luke chapter 11. We'll start there at verse 1. This also serves as the sermon text for today. Jesus speaking to the disciples in response to a request by one of them. On another occasion, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.'" He said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and tell him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine who is on a journey has come to me, and I do not have anything to set before him.' The one inside replies, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give it to you.' I tell you, even if he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his bold persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. I tell you, keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would you give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn for today, 725. 725.